Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning. On the mix.
How long do you keep boxes from your electronics? We're talking a new TV, a new microwave, that iPhone box. Because
why are you hanging on to that?
I have this all stashed downstairs in a nice corner in the basement. And everybody in my house, even my daughters who are kind of like part-time living at home and part-time at college, they're like, Dad, look at this. You could put so much more nicer stuff down here, but you got all these boxes.
How many do you have?
And my wife, Jess, says the same thing. She's like, why do we have these? They're cardboard. They're recyclable. Let's get rid of them. I'm like, no, I don't want to get rid of them. What if, let's say, we decide to sell our house and move, or if we decide to maybe sell this, I can put it back in the original box and give it to somebody.
Well, and I can't completely bash you, because if Eric was in the room, my husband would look at me and say, you hang on to those, but I don't hang on to all of them.
You don't?
He wants them all gone.
Yeah, my wife says that same thing.
I hang on to some of them, because look, the refrigerator, for example, there's a whole way to like take out the vent in the back and clean the coils,
yeah.
And there's instructions for that, and you've got, you know, the freezer, just all these things. And so I said, I just want to hang on to that. The stove, there's really particular ways to clean our stove and how to do the settings to make sure it goes and does the clean cycle. Other ones, though, he's had me get rid of them. We just got a new dishwasher not that long ago, a new microwave. He wants us to get rid of that stuff. According to him, you can find all of these manuals online.
But
you can go online and you can look all of this up. And so he says there's no reason to hang on to all of that.
But I like to keep the boxes for these things, because you just never know. And I'm like, hey, you girls, my daughters, when you go to, maybe when you move out, and my daughter Haley is got her own apartment. I said, see, if you would have kept that box for your TV, the box for maybe your computer, you could just stick it in there, and then we could, you know, send it over to your apartment a lot easier.
Well, Eric did ask me.
It's a lot easier.
I'm going to ask you the same question that he asked me.
What?
When is the last time you've needed one of those manuals?
It's a manual, it's the box, everything.
When is the last time you've needed it? When is the last time you've had to reference it? Because the Apple boxes, by the way, that's such a joke, because there's no user manual with Apple products at all. That's the thing with Apples.
True.
Some people love that, some people hate that. That's why there's an Apple store, so you can go to Apple support. When I was clearing out my bra drawer, because I had my bilateral mastectomy, and I'm like, well, I'm losing this chest. I don't know what the next one's going to be like yet. So
you move on,
out with all the bras.
Gone.
I realized back behind those bras, four iPhone boxes.
See, keep the iPhone box.
From years ago, Radar, that I never, ever, ever, ever needed.
Do you have the phone still for those boxes? You still have those?
No, I've traded those in.
But you kept the box.
Apparently I kept the box.
See, and that's so my thing too. I've got all these boxes.
That's why I tossed the current phone's Apple box. Because I thought never going to need this. What would I need that for?
And my wife, Jess, is sitting there going, yeah, she says the same thing. Are you ever going to, like, take your phone and put it in the car if we go on a trip and protect it? No. Get rid of the box. But it's a nice box.
Do that?
Everybody, come on. There's a lot of people who keep these boxes, right? All this stuff.
I don't think there's a reason to hang on to it. I'm telling you, you can get all of those manuals online. I'm going to look this up. Can you
get rid of the boxes.
Manuals online for appliances. Because that's really what you're...
That, but it's the, like, you know... Like
yes,
the
appliance manuals look up.
I like the
it's
way
what
the
it's
boxes.
Actually called. You can look it up, all these manuals.
So...
You just go by the serial number. Yes, Internet Archive Manual Library.
Here's another reason I keep those boxes. I don't want to have to do spring cleaning, okay? So this way I can keeping them.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.